Ian Bennett of the Lowndes FFA chapter in Valda Asta, Georgia, is your National Emerging Agricultural Technology Placement Award winner, sponsored by BASF. Ian, congratulations. Tell me about yourself.
I'm a freshman at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College. I'm 18 years old, and I've grown up living and working on my family's farm, and that's where the idea for my SAE came from.
Now talk about your SAE and explain what you did to get to where you are now.
My SAE was revolving around designing a new way to take the temperature of livestock. I grew up living and working on my family's farm, and I very quickly saw the need to find a better way to take the temperature of animals. So I went through the research and design process, and I took several years to come up with a better way to take the temperature. I came up with an infrared thermometer that takes the temperature without touching the animal in any way whatsoever. And I went through the process of proving that it would work. And once I proved that you could use an infrared thermometer, I furthered my SAE by coming up with a better way to design and lay out the infrared thermometer. So it's more accurate over a longer distance, and it has a better design as well.
So many years of trial and error, basically, to get this thing right. Who helped you along the way?
I got a load of help from my family on my family's farm and from my ag teachers as well, and actually worked and talked with several researchers at the University of Georgia who were a huge help along the way.
And what was your biggest challenge, Ian, throughout your SAE?
The biggest challenge throughout my SAE was proving that the information I was collecting was accurate. I was the first person ever to try to use an infrared thermometer to take the temperatures of animals, so I was quite literally starting from the very beginning. So I had to go through and make sure that each step along the process, I was doing it correctly, I was following the correct process, and I was recording everything in a way that's not only repeatable by other people, but proves that my information and my SAE were correct.
Now, will you be marketing this device anytime soon?
That's the end goal in mind. When I get home from the national convention, I plan on finishing developing the prototype and actually begin construction and then testing of my end result and my end product. But I definitely plan on marketing my product and bringing it to market in the recent future.
And how will your SAE and emerging agricultural technology help your future?
I think it's going to have a huge impact on my future. It's been one of the big driving factors in my career. I plan on being an agricultural engineer, and I plan on continuing my SAE throughout the rest of my life. And it's given me a great opportunity and the great ability to, you know, better my public speaking skills and learn how to communicate my ideas with others. So my SAE has been a huge part of my life, and it's going to be a huge factor later on down the road.
And Ian, what would be your biggest piece of advice to young members who are wishing to pursue an SAE?
My biggest piece of advice to young members is to talk to your ag teacher. When I first got started, I didn't really know what direction I wanted to head in, and I wasn't really sure what I needed to do. So I sat down with my ag teacher and I talked to them, and they pointed me in the right direction, and they've been with me on every step of the process so far.
Again, I'm talking with Ian Bennett from the Lowndes FFA chapter in Valda Asta, Georgia. Ian, once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.